This is so important. Many people can say yes to a lot of other things, but they just can't get past something their partner has done in their past. If you can't forgive and forget, totally, do not marry that person. Do not marry that person. You will always have that gnawing in your belly. You will always wonder, and you will never be able to implicitly trust or respect. Number three, do you like his or her family? Well, I've really had to grow in this area. My in-laws are right here, folks. That's a folks, you need to... Actually, I have been blessed because our families are so much alike in so many ways. And the morals and values that Jamie was raised are very, very similar to the morals and values that I was raised with. So God was right. I was looking at the wrong one. Amen. But anyway, folks, this is where your partner was formed. This is where your partner was formed physically and mentally, socially and spiritually. If you don't see yourself in their family, forget it. Forget it. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have a few uncomfortable situations like you saw. Well, maybe not quite like you saw on the movie clip. But, you know, just getting to know people's traditions is kind of uncomfortable at first. Amen? But if you can't see yourself in the family, you're going to have a lot of work, or you better just walk away while you can. Fourth, do I want her to bear my children? Or do I want him to father my children? After all, he or she will be providing 50% of the genes that make up your children. You see, this kind of goes back to the mental capacity. This kind of goes back to the physical capacity. This kind of goes back to all those questions. You see, 50% are yours, which really scared me personally, but 50% are also your spouse's whenever it comes to your kids' genes. All right, five, does he or she represent God's very best for me? I touched on this last week, and I really want you to hear this. God wants you to have and experience the very best in your life. God doesn't want you to settle for second best. Now, that doesn't mean that your number one best is someone else's number one best. God is very specific in this, but he wants you to have the very best for you. You understand that? God wants to spoil you in the things that make an eternal difference. Your family, the blessings of being part of a church family, inheriting eternal life, having a spouse that you don't have to worry loves you. We waste a lot of energy when we don't have a spouse that we believe we can trust, that we believe that we have to worry about. We waste a lot of energy that God wants us to put out in expanding God's kingdom. Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You see, God wants the very, very best for you. And even though God won't make the final choice, God wants the very best spouse for you as well. Number six, can we communicate? You need to realize that this is important to keep in touch with what's going on in your life and in their life. Can we communicate? You've got, well, unless you share your thoughts and feelings with each other on a constant basis, you're going to lose touch really quick. And the difficult thing, in my experience, is it happens so slow you don't realize you're losing touch. You understand what I'm saying? And all of a sudden you have to walk up to them and say, "Hey, my name's Eric Dirks. What's your name again?" Now when I say that, doesn't mean I don't remember Jamie's name. But sometimes I feel far removed from Jamie. You understand what I'm saying? You got to reintroduce yourselves many times if you allow life to get in the way. Once you're married, there will be days, even weeks, when the demands of life occupy your time and your energy and your thoughts, and you must be able to communicate with each other and make time to communicate. And you know, the unfortunate thing is, many of our lives today, with the schedules that we keep, I know Jamie and I literally have to put it on our calendar. I know that sounds really sad, but that's about the only way with our type of lifestyle and the age of the boys are right now. We have to put it on our calendar to have time for each other. Maybe I would suggest that you do that as well.